Preston and Steve Fun Size Podcast.
All right, so at the end of the year, we usually have these year-end lists, and now we're getting the decade-end list. And some of them are fun to go through, and there are some things that you didn't consider.
Well, the last one you did, even the most rudimentary list at the end of the decade,
yeah,
it forced you to go, oh my God, that's right.
What is it about this decade? Because I remember the end of the 80s and certainly the end of the 90s being much more impactful, but this one is just like, oh, wait a minute. Yeah, this decade is coming.
You know why? Because I don't know. It just seems to have happened in like a finger snap.
Right. Yeah. Maybe it's just because time is flying so much.
I also feel like what do you call this decade?
I agree. You know? Yeah. Well, it's the teens, I guess.
Yeah.
But I mean,
but not really.
But like that first decade of this century, the aughts, you can't look at it and go back the 80s, the 90s,
right.
the 60s even. It just doesn't sound right. And I think that's, I was going to say that same thing.
Yeah. Well, the way we refer to it, it doesn't have a catchy name. So, in fact, you said the teens, but you have 2010, 2011, 2012.
Yeah.
So
it's not all the teens. Yeah.
So what do you define it as?
I don't know.
It can all go to hell.
Yeah, so I think that might be part of the reason why we don't see this as a collective of 10 years,
right.
as a generation or whatever you may call it. So
what was I looking at? There was a thing, Preston, that said, to put it in perspective, if... That 70s show, when that premiered, that was a loving look back at that 70s, you know, the 70s time frame. If that were on now, it would be taking place in the 90s.
Yeah, that 90s show.
That 90s show, which is actually happening because Schooled takes place in the 90s.
Oddly enough, the 90s don't seem like that long ago.
Yeah, I know.
The 80s seem like a long time ago, but the 90s don't seem like that long ago to me. I don't know why. But anyway, the last decade, here's a list for you. 10 food trends that define the past decade. This is from the website or magazine Pure Wow. And there's some fun things that you'll like in here. So that we got the cronut in the past 10 years.
Yes.
It never really caught on for me.
I tried it. We all tried it. They brought some by. And they were good, but I, it wasn't the kind of thing I was going to commit to. And it's also 250,000 calories.
I like the idea of it, but I never had one that was like, oh my God, this is amazing. But it was born in 2013 from the mind of Dominique Ansel, and it's a donut and a croissant.
I'd rather have a Bust-a-Nut, right?
All tied into one, yeah.
Honestly, I mean, if it was that great, we'd still be, you know.
They still have them. I mean, you can still get them.
But where, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, if it was that great, don't you think Dunkin' would be, like, all over this?
Yeah, would have their cronut. Yeah, exactly. All right, here's another one. The avocado toast.
Still haven't had that.
Became a thing.
It's good. It's so good.
It's just simple. But here's the funny thing, and I like the way this article puts it. It says, this was a decade we decided it was okay to pay $13 for half an avocado smashed onto a piece of bread.
Yeah, they're expensive.
Maybe top with some red pepper flakes if you're feeling fancy.
The best avocado toast I had was when we were in London for the Eagles game. They put like a little bit of feta cheese on it, and just like the toast wasn't too hard. It was so good.
Yeah.
It's good, but it doesn't blow me away.
It's just guacamole toast.
It's the cronut of toast.
It's not quite guacamole toast. I mean, because for guacamole, you got to mix in lemon and garlic and onion and stuff like that if you want it.
But it's not even that good.
It's a little more bland. But if you season it right, you put the right kind of salt on it, it's yummy.
I prefer guacamole cereal for breakfast.
It's funny because I've heard of avocado toast. I've seen it on menus. I've never actually, until right now, we have in the studio a monitor. I never knew that that's what it looked like. For some reason, I just assumed, I don't know why, that they hold out the piece of bread and then would put avocado in there. I don't know why.
Hold out the piece of bread?
Yeah, like you would
with an egg sometimes?
Yeah. And what's that called, by the way?
There's a name for it, and I can't remember.
Something in a basket, maybe.
Yeah. Eggies in a basket.
Yeah.
All right, anyway.
So I never knew that it was just avocado spread on toast.
Yeah.
Why does that cost so much money?
Because of the avocado. Mm.
Yeah, and avocados have gone up in price, but, you know,
there was a shortage,
They'll use decent bread and you know, anyway. It's tasty. It's a good snack. It's easy to make. Is it, you know, does it knock your socks off?
No!
Not really, but I enjoy it. It's a nice snack to make. So, but anyhow, it originated in Australia in 1993.
What?
At a restaurant called Bill's. But you can thank New York City's Cafe Gitane and the invention of Instagram in 2010 for the stateside popularity.
So this shares kinhood with Vegemite sandwiches and stuff like that?
Well, seeing that it came out of Australia, I guess. But Gwyneth Paltrow kind of got the ball rolling as well.
Yeah. Goop.
All right. Then in the past decade, the over-the-top, ridiculous, bonkers, extravagant milkshakes were created. This was the decade where we discovered you can actually take an ice cream sandwich.
Yes.
And stick that in with ice cream, with milk and some vanilla ice cream and blend it up and boom.
Well.
You got a pretty badass milkshake.
You would also have the milkshake with a brownie on top of that, with two cookies on top of that, with candy on top of that, and this thing that would extend up almost the size of the milkshake cup itself.
Mm-hmm. Preston, was it this decade that you had turned me on to the apple pie milkshake?
Must have been, yeah.
Right?
You put a slice of apple pie in there?
Which is crazy, because I don't even really care for apple pie, per se. You know, if I'll take the apples out, but the apple pie milkshake, Steve, if you've never had one.
I have.
It's damn good.
That's very good.
I think we've talked about this before, but the McDonald's baked apple pie with a vanilla milkshake is a delightful treat.
That's a pretty good combo. Yeah. I like that. And you could just throw that apple pie right in the milkshake if you wanted
to. Sure could.
I had, and I posted this on Instagram right after Thanksgiving, because I love doing this, and it kind of freaked a few people out, but apple pie, put it in a bowl, heat it up, pour in milk. There you go.
Breakfast.
And I have that for cereal. Yeah. It's fantastic.
It's the same. It's the same thing as eating apple pie. It's just you're just reconfiguring it.
Yeah, and the pie is warm and it warms up the milk a little bit. It's yummy. It's almost like putting milk into oatmeal or something like that. But Steve, we're looking at a picture of an over the top, ridiculous milkshake that's got cookies sticking out of the top of it and everything.
Is it the restaurant in the Four Seasons? Marissa would know. Which one has the
hot chocolate?
The super, it's a milkshake that goes up like 10 feet with brownies and all that crap. You know it. It's...
Oh, I don't know. I know that the Ritz-Carlton serves some really fancy hot chocolates.
And, right. Maybe that's it.
Yeah, I went and saw Stomp a few years ago when we went to the Ritz-Carlton with my nephew and my son, and the hot chocolates were delightful, but they were $13 or $14.
Steve, when you go to Universal, you know, there's a place there. It's called, I think it's called the Chocolate Factory. And, like, the milkshakes and the desserts that they serve... Yeah, you have to go there.
I'll be there. I'll be there with Annabelle.
With Annabelle. By the way, we're getting some texts, Casey, on the egg in the toast.
Yeah.
So a few different names for that are egg in a hole, or toad in a basket, or toad in a hole, or there was another one.
Or go after yourself.
Or go suck it.
Can I get the egg in the
egg house? In a hole, one-eyed jack, a bullseye.
I heard birds in a nest before.
Birds in, there was a bird in a hole, and I guess birds in a nest, so there's a few different names for that particular one.
Impress, you and I were talking the other day. We used to make this thing, and we called it egg in a cup. All it is a couple of hard-boiled eggs fresh out of the, boiling process, so they're still hot.
Yep.
You throw them in a cup with some salt, pepper, and some butter, and you mix it all up. That's called something, but we called it egg in a cup.
But it was a hard-boiled egg?
Yeah. Mm. Oh. Kathy, it is so good. I mean, the butter makes it not that great for you, but...
Right.
Yeah, it gives you some great flavor, though.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
All right, so also in this this decade, we got the poke.
What was this again?
Pokeballs.
Yes, you're right.
Big fan.
They just opened a restaurant in Conshohocken.
That's exclusively that?
Yep, it's Pokeballs.
Cubes of fish marinated in a soy-based sauce and served over rice, and then, you know, there's usually vegetables and stuff surrounded in that. So those are yummy. We had some in Hawaii. In fact, it says here, this calls for a trip to Hawaii. We had on the North Shore, there was a food truck that had poke, and it was fan-freaking-tastic.
Is that wild?
Yeah. We also, and we discovered it here on the air, and the proper way to say it, acai bowls.
Acai
I love
remember
those.
That.
Yeah. So it was wonderful, and I know everything in it was wonderful, and I know everything in it was healthy, but yet after eating it, and I don't say that there is a cause and effect, I had a bad stomach issue that rendered me immobile
My
for the rest
did
of the day.
Too.
So
yeah.
I know that it's healthy, I know that it's good, I know that it has no connection, but I haven't had one since.
Yeah, that can do that.
My cousin and I, because I love them, I took him up to, there's a place in Stone Harbor, we rode our bikes up there, and it did a number on his stomach as well. I don't know what that is.
They even have them in Costco. Did you know? Next time you go to Costco, it's one of the desserts that they offer.
So you can actually buy the frozen acai.
I think I got it
at BJ's.
I got mine at Whole Foods.
And then I was able to make it myself. It's not always as good as the place that you get it from, but it was still pretty good.
Then we had, over the last decade, cauliflower everything. Do you guys say cauliflower or cauliflower?
I say cauliflower.
You say cauliflower.
Yeah.
I say cauliflower. Kalei.
What is it?
Cauliflower.
Call. You say call.
Yeah, call.
Okay.
Call.
Macaulay flower.
She just moved to Long Island.
Better call Sola flower.
Happened.
So rice, gnocchi, or genichetti.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That's so good from Trader Joe's, the cauliflower gnocchi. Oh, my God. It's so good.
Really?
So good.
Pizza crust. Now, I've had cauliflower pizza crust.
Yep.
It's pretty good.
Which is a nice alternative if you want no...
You want crust to be killed indiscriminately?
Yep.
Well, gluten, right? Like,
no
if you
gluten.
Have gluten out,
yep.
Jay's called me out on it, though. He was like, what is this pizza? It's disgusting.
For a kid.
Yeah.
This isn't pizza. But apparently, it's been used for a lot of different things, and it kind of caught on as using that as a base, for things over the last
Listen,
decade.
Wait, just to go back to that, cauliflower gnocchi, it tastes like, I don't even know how it's not pasta. It's so good. But the only thing is you, like, you don't get as full as if you were to eat, you know, regular pasta.
Pasta gnocchi fills you up in 4 seconds.
Yeah,
gnocchi's so dense.
Yeah.
You know, so and that, I feel so guilty when
it
I
will
eat
blow
it.
Your butthole out, though. The cauliflower, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, anything in that small nugget-type vegetable family.
Also, cookie dough was big in the last decade. I mean, it's always been great.
However,
right?
it's been taken down a notch because of the warnings of eating like raw cookie dough.
Yeah, they're mentioning it. Never stop doing. I don't care how bad the warnings are.
Me.
Yeah.
I never jumped on that craze. Mm.
But it's not pasteurized. But where is it? Not pasteurized.
They obviously make it, so it's okay to eat it.
Yeah, but what's the process called? Where
cooking?
No, it's. I mean, it's still cookie dough, and there's like cookie dough. Basically stores, like an ice cream.
Yep,
store.
Right. Yeah. I know what you're talking about. So the egg is what makes it a little iffy in there because salmonella can be an issue.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure if they leave that out, Casey, or they do something else to make it.
They have to. They find some sort of substitute to replicate the egg.
Yeah. Easier safer to eat that. But let's see here. In fact, let me read this article and see what it says.
Oh,
what
okay.
Cupcakes were in the 2000s, cookie dough was in the 2010s. Instead of satiating our sweet tooth with a scoop of ice cream, we did with a scoop of unbaked edible cookie dough sold by the cup. Chalk it up to forbidden fruit. Okay, whatever. But it doesn't say. And it says it's got a link to a recipe if you want to make it at home. But then I don't have it printed out here.
On your list, did cupcakes make it?
No, that was...
You just said in the article that was what it was last
year. Yeah, the 2000s are when that cupcake craze hit. Yeah.
Okay.
And you saw stores pop up where they were selling the mini cupcakes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And are they there's still one at the Coventry Crossing or Coventry is that the name of it?
They still do it.
Where Movie Tavern is.
Yes, that whatever that shop is.
Upper Providence. Provincetown.
Provincetown? Go to Provincetown.
Just go to anything that sounds like Provincetown. You might find yourself in Massachusetts.
It's off of 422 and 29.
But I'll tell you this. I remember when those hit and those things started popping up all over the place. I'm like, well, that's not going to last.
Right.
But
no.
Some of them have.
But what's replaced it, I think, and has caught on a lot, I know you are a fan, you and Rochelle are a fan of the Nothing Bundt cakes.
Oh, my God. I love that.
Yeah, those are great.
Those are so effing good.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that was a
chain.
Shout
out to Ardmore.
Yeah. I didn't realize it was a chain, and I saw one over the weekend, and I was like, oh, look what I found.
They're so freaking good.
We also had a surge in quinoa.
Which is a type of therapy for cancer, right?
This decade. No, that's chemotherapy.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's chemo. No, it's a gluten-free, protein-rich, and tasty substitute for rice. It's actually a seed. It's a grain, technically it's a seed, and I do like quinoa.
I'm a huge quinoa fan. I get it at Zoe's.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I've eaten so much quinoa, though, that I'm kind of over it.
I think
the first time
I had quinoa was at your house.
Really?
You had a...
You had a quinoa party?
You had a party, and it's the only party I've ever been to at your house, and you had somebody catering or cooking.
Yep.
Thank God for that. And
I came over and I go,
ooh, it's couscous. And I started having, she's like, no, it's quinoa. I was like, oh.
And you know who that was? Uh-uh. I ran into her. She stopped her business. She had like this small catering business. She was awesome. She was so good. I ran into her when I came to your church with you.
Really?
Yes. She went to that church. And it was
LCBC,
Yeah, I had not seen her in years, and I ran into her there. I believe her name was Molly.
Okay. Well, she turned me on to quinoa.
Molly quinoa.
I do like Molly quinoa.
Was it a beer commercial where the guy's like, what is quinoa?
I think
that was the first time I heard about quinoa.
Then you had kale become very popular.
I'm a big kale fan.
2011 or so. Yeah, I do like kale.
There are two types of kale. There is the kale that is sort of shrapnel-esque, and then there's a leafier
kale. I love that in salads. I love it in smoothies. It's excellent.
I'd rather eat kale than spinach.
Okay.
Both rock, but I think I agree with you. I prefer kale. Kale, I think, is more versatile than spinach.
The kale leaf is fine. The stem is where you lose me.
Yeah. It's definitely it's a little bitter, and it's really you need to take everything off of that. But kale chips are a nice option you're looking for something that's kind of crunchy to snack on, and you want to stay healthy. So that hit in 2011. Ellen DeGeneres kind of helped push that along after Gwyneth Paltrow made an appearance.
Of course, with her goopiness.
Yeah. And then one of the more influential things that took place as far as a trend goes in the world of food in the decade of the 2010s was Instagram.
Oh, sure.
Instagram took off and people started posting pictures of their food.
Oh, man.
And therefore, it just surged in popularity to have, you know, trendy dishes and things like that.
How many times you've been in a restaurant and you see somebody there with their camera taking a picture, arranging the table and taking a picture of their food?
Yeah. I've done it. I've absolutely done it.
I'll tell you what, I mean, I don't really care for, like, your personal food that you're cooking, but if a restaurant posts something that just looks, you know, the presentation looks so nice, I don't mind that.
No, it's an advertisement.
You know what I've really dug is Pinterest as far as food goes.
Yeah.
And I've only made a couple of things, but they have, if you sign that you're interested in, like, appetizers or party food, some of the trays they show on there are just freaking awesome.
I've gotten so many ideas off of Pinterest. I've been using that for years, especially for Jace's birthday parties.
And you make them?
I get everything I can put together like a Superman fruit plate because there's no real cooking involved.
Right, right, right.
It's just placing things in. Right. Yeah.
This glass of milk looks interesting.
I made these things called onion bombs.
You told me about that.
Yeah, so you essentially take the outer layer of the onion, you take it off, and then you make these giant meatballs.
Really?
And you wrap the onion around that, and then you wrap bacon around that, and of course there's cheese and all kinds of stuff in there too. And then you put, like, barbecue sauce in there or something. Man, it was pretty damn good. The onion bomb.
Onion ball.
Ready for a bomb? Yeah. So that was through Pinterest. All right. So that's one of the things I wanted to point out over the last decade. By the way, let me go to Beth because I did see a couple of texts that concur this. Hi, Beth. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning. How are you?
Wonderful. You wanted to point out something about raw cookie dough.
Yeah. I was really surprised to hear this, but it's not so much the eggs but the flour. And in those stores, they actually, like, zap the flour so it's safe to eat.
So it's the flour is more of the issue than the raw egg?
Yeah.
Huh, I would think the other way, but...
Yeah. Interesting.
And right. I love this segment that you're doing.
Well, thank you.
Appreciate it, Beth. Somebody's got a real problem with it. I think last time we were doing a list that said... that somebody's got a real hang-up that the decade is not over.
You know what? It is a decade. Yes, it's a period of 10 years.
It's 10 years.
From 2010 to 2019. And, yes, we understand how the calendar works. Right. Just the lists are coming out. Relax.
And genuinely, when you talk about the 80s, you start in 1980.
You sure do.
In the 90s, you start in 1990.
Sure, then they can't tell me it's a decade. I've got the chart in the basement. It's by my ham radio. I communicate with like-minded people around the world. We'll get them!
We get it.
Relax.
The 2020s will start in the year 2020.
Okay.
New decade.
By the way, so we all have our things.
People,
all have our things. People hate it when it's a hot water heater. I get it.
Oh, right.
I get it. Right. Yes. I understand. There's probably something that really, sticks in my craw.
I told them about this Polish pilot who flies around on Instagram, but they wouldn't listen. I told them they record pictures, but are they following him? No!
Wait a second. That's not me.
Do you still catch crap for that, the hot water heater?
Why does the water's cold when it heats it up? Why would it heat up hot water?
Okay.
I mean, it's technically still heating your hot water.
Yes.
Yeah. It's got to keep it hot.
Hot water can get hotter.
Yeah. It's a heater that heats water.
Then it becomes steam.
All right. the most viewed video of the decade.
Oh.
I have that list that has come out. And I've got the top 10 on here. And this is going to reveal... And listen, you can beat up on me if you want to, but there's a lot of popular music that I just don't know. I don't really care about it that much anymore.
And by the way, unless you're
on channels that play music videos, YouTube channels, which I'm not on a lot.
No, but there was some song that was gigantic over the past decade that I said not long ago that I've never heard before, and people were just couldn't believe I've never heard it. Chances are I may have heard it in passing, maybe in a commercial or something like that.
You didn't
I've
know
never
the name
taken
of it.
The time to find out the name of it. But actually, you guys did play it for me, and I was like, nope, nope. Sorry, doesn't ring a bell.
I use YouTube to, like, if I hear a song and I like it, I'll go to YouTube to try and find it again. And so I don't. Yes. I usually end up not watching the video, but just listening to the music on YouTube.
Yep, yep. All right, so I've got the top 10.
All right, let's hear the top 10.
Top 10.
Do we have Casey Kasem just for a nostalgic shake?
Well, what I'm doing here is trying to find the songs as
all right, forget
well.
Forget it, man.
Are you going 10 to 1 or 1 to 10?
I'm going 10 to 1. These are the videos by views. So this isn't, I guess it would be a cumulative views over the past 10 years. So
over the past 10 years, these are the top 10 videos.
Number 10 is Ed Sheeran, Thinking Out Loud.
Yeah, it's a big hit.
Which has over 2 billion views.
God almighty.
Well, number one has over 6 billion.
Was that the song that he sang to the little girl in the hospital bed?
Yeah, that's the one.
So that's probably why.
Oh, yeah. I remember this. Yeah.
And as a matter of fact, when we did the engagement, wedding, and all that stuff in the studio, this was a song that our couple danced to.
By the way, Ed Sheeran in the movie Yesterday is great.
Yeah,
he's excellent.
I really like the guy, and he gets it,
especially
and he has fun with himself.
That he also portrays himself as being jealous of, where'd this guy come with this incredible music?
It's
very funny.
Number 9 is One Republic, Counting Stars, which has just under 3 billion views.
It's a good song.
Is it? How's it go?
I don't know. You're asking the wrong guy.
Yeah.
No, I was asking.
Asking the room.
I think I have it.
One Republic, Counting Stars?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll go through some others because I'm not going to wait for every single one.
I'll just hold my phone up.
Yeah, come on. Yeah. It goes 1, 2, 3, 4. Counting Stars.
You were joking?
Okay. No, Press, I was dead serious.
I didn't know you stopped at 4. If you were counting stars, wouldn't you keep going 1, 2, 3, 4, 5?
I tried to tell a joke and he wouldn't laugh and I did the number count. Hold it all, pay!
He's known me for 22 years and he still doesn't know what I'm trying
to
tell you.
He's known me for 22 years. He knows everything about me. And yet he acts like he doesn't.
Oh my God, is this guy still?
Yeah, I'm having fun.
The decade dude is still going up Nick's going back and forth with him.
It's enjoyable. 2010 to 2019. That's 10 years.
Yeah.
Count on your fingers. Uh-huh. 2010, 2011. And then when you get to 2019, you'll realize you've used all of your fingers and thumbs.
Okay. That's 9 years.
It's 9 years. It's not 10. Oh, I'll show them.
One day.
Steve, somebody texted in, what did ham radio ever do to you?
Ham radio, they make fun of it. But you're going to need medical supplies in a crisis. Then you'll be crying.
Play the song, Case.
All right.
This is it. This is Counting Stars.
I've been losing sleep. Oh, okay. Dreaming about
the things that we could be. And by the way, this is not the song as much as it is the video, but we assume the song is the main driver for watching the video.
Yeah, I can't think of last. Well, there's one coming up that I'll say for
like
a minute,
a creative video
where the video would drive.
Like OK Go's videos used to actually.
Yeah.
You go see the video more than the song in a
the
lot
songs
of
songs were good.
Yeah.
The videos were great.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Katy Perry came in at number 8. I love you, Petty Carey. With Roar. Oh, okay. And that made, that is 2,968,000 plus views.
This is when I'm going out and I'm on fleek.
Yeah.
And you know I've got my pencil skirt on.
You're feeling your power.
And I'm looking good.
When does she hit her peak? Katy Perry, what, like 2011, 2012, you think?
I thought it was after this.
Okay.
Yeah, Firework was huge for her as well. Yeah,
which came before this, I think.
Okay.
Listen, I should shut up now because I don't know. I'm talking out my ass. Number 7 was from Maroon 5, and that's Sugar.
I like that song.
How's it going, Kay?
Sugar, so sweet.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, can't get that high.
It's good. You're good.
You
know,
yeah, that is a good song.
Marissa's got her hand up.
Oh, Magnata?
Oh. Yeah.
I was trying to tell Casey, but I was sending him the song.
Oh.
But I was just watching this video, and apparently Maroon 5 crashed a whole bunch of weddings. So that's why
recently?
This video. No, that's why this video was interesting. It was in 2015.
Okay.
And they went around the country and just crashed weddings.
And that's what the video is?
And so everybody went to watch it because.
Oh, how cool.
This doesn't look faked.
That's kind of fun.
Wait a second. Where you can't come in here. Oh, you're oh, I know you. You're on that voice show. Come on in. We're having a legitimate wedding here.
I wonder if yeah, it is kind of hard to see if this is legit or not. But anyway, that's at number seven.
No, this is a crock of crap.
Number six.
Look at that. Oh, my God. That's Adam Levine and his incredibly successful band, Maroon 5. No, hold the sponge cake, please. This band just crashed. I thought these things only happen on YouTube.
Yeah, and by the way, look at how flawlessly good-looking the entire the audience.
Oh, my God, it's Maroon 5. Wait, put down the inflatable guitars.
I'm not kidding. I think
I met him in rehab.
Steve, I think Harry Hamlin was at one of these weddings.
No way.
Yeah, earlier in the video, I'm pretty sure Harry Hamlin floated by. All right.
Well, Harry Hamlin attends most weddings.
He does. Yeah. He crashes weddings too.
Yeah, that crowd is way too good looking.
There's no old people. No.
Right, yeah.
All right.
You have to remove the old people for this Adam Levine video.
they shuffle them outside.
You have to go out in the parking lot.
You're not hot enough.
Go F yourself.
I didn't live this many years.
What? I went through the Depression.
All right, continuing on, the most viewed videos of the decade.
By the way, Steve, you just ruined that video for me.
You know it's completely fake.
Number six was from the Biebs, Justin Bieber, Sorry.
Ooh, I like that song.
Is so sing it.
Too late now to say sorry.
Something like that, right? Yeah.
It has Boodalite Bidibo in it?
Do we have that? Yeah, Marissa's
saying. Yeah, it's got Boodalite Bidibo in it.
Yeah.
I don't like Boodalite Bidibo.
Is that My Mama Hates You and She Likes Everyone? Is that a different one?
No, that's a different song.
That's a different song? He actually did pretty good with that album.
He did. That song I listened to and I'm like, you're listening to Justin Bieber.
I know, right?
Well, the truth of the matter is, right? As he can play multiple instruments and he writes songs, so you've got to give him credit on that level.
I'm waiting. Marissa is sending it over, and I'm gonna
wait. Oh man, hang on a second. That's here it is.
You gotta go and get angry at all of my jealousy.
Wait,
this is the one that's on the list?
Yeah.
I
almost
did it.
Oh.
I just need one more shot, have forgiveness. I know you know that I made those mistakes maybe once or twice. By once or twice, I mean maybe a couple of other times.
Am I through the phone?
So that's number six. Now, number five on the list, I think, is a result of directly of the video. It had over 3 billion views, 3,471,000,000. And it was Gangnam Style. You couldn't get away from this song for a while.
It was a feel-good song, but it was such an outlandishly over-the-top video when it first came out. And no one knew where the hell it had come from.
And it had a dance to it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, that everybody could do.
It used to be the most popular YouTube video of all time, and I guess a few have passed it since.
Yep. So that's number five on the list. Number four is Uptown Funk, Mark Ronson Bruno Mars.
Yeah.
And Casey knows that is my jam.
That's your jam, man.
I don't dance, but I will dance.
Will you dance to that?
Yes.
Oh, yeah?
Really? I can also roller skate like a mother effer to that song. I actually get physically worn out. I just like it because I like as a drummer, I like the funk beat.
Yeah.
And I like to play that, and it's actually over here, Case.
Bruno Mars is super talented.
Oh, there it is. Well,
yeah, so.
Living it up in the city. Got Chuck's on with Saint Laurent. Yeah. Gotta kiss myself, I'm so pretty. I'm too hot. Hot damn. Call the police and the fireman. I'm too hot.
Right, so that was number four. Number three on the list is Wiz Khalifa with See You Again featuring Charlie Puth.
Oh, no.
Puthy.
Puth.
I like him.
Puthy.
He's a good singer. Piano player.
You're just a puthy.
Now Kith.
Now Kish.
What is that
no,
song?
Kith.
Here it is.
Right, here we go. Marissa's firing him over.
Play it.
It's
Dear God. Oh, this is it, but they use it. I like this song.
Yeah.
They use it in Fast and Furious. And
I'll tell they use this in Fast and the Furious?
So when Paul Walker died.
Yeah.
And Dog goes out for a while.
Okay.
Once and all something. Always going to be family.
Yeah.
It's a well done song. Can't argue.
They should have had Vin sing this song.
Always going to be family. You just wait and see. We'll drive the cars real fast. But we'll never be furious. We'll be family. You just wait and see. I'm looking for more words than any.
See you again.
Okay. That was number three. Number two, we go back to Ed Sheeran. These are the most viewed videos of the decade.
The Decad.
And this one was Shape of You. I think the first time I saw him perform the song might have been on the Grammys, and he came out and did the thing, and I love it where they use a sampler, right. and they'll just start by, doing a beat with their hands. And then
it was really well done.
Sample that repeats, and then like a rhythmic, a strum on the guitar of just the strings that are dampened, and then that creates a rhythm, and then they start to do it. I think he came out and did that thing
live.
And built on it.
Multi-layered,
did it live.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm like, that was really good, man. But guy's a great songwriter.
You don't know Vin Diesel?
Yeah. Featuring Ed Sheeran with Shape of You. Featuring Vin Diesel.
Family. Shape of You.
So that
you
had
look like a charger
that had 4,517 wow. million plus views.
I would put the second song ahead of this one.
The other Ed Sheeran song? Wiz Khalifa.
Yeah, Castle on a Hill by Ed Sheeran. That's a great song too.
All right, number one, you guys got to
come
and make fun of me if you like, because I don't know this song by title. Luis Fonsi.
Oh, is this this?
Despacito.
Oh, yes, you know it. Yeah, you've heard it.
I have?
Yeah.
We talked about it because it was also the most vulgar video, but it's vulgar in Spanish.
Yeah.
Despacito.
No.
Why don't you come to your senses?
I know that line.
You know that
song.
One. It's a good one.
I didn't know that came out last year. No. Do we have that?
I think it's coming over. There it is. Uh-huh. Boom.
Yeah, it's vaguely familiar to me.
But it was a massive selling song as well, obviously.
So and, Steve, as far as views go, so listen to this. Yeah. Ed Sheeran was 4.5 billion. This was 6.5 billion. Like, I mean, a huge leap from number two to number one as far as views on YouTube go. Was the video overly sexy?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. It is very sexy and steamy. Vulgar. Yeah, it's vulgar.
Okay.
A lot of fisting.
Well, it's Latin dancing and the, partner dancing where the guys and the girls are dancing together and
dirty dancing. Latin dancing is very hot.
Yeah. How many views did your flyer song get, Case?
At least 100.
2 billion?
No.
Oh, Fly Like the Flyers?
Yeah, Fly Like the Flyers.
Was there a video for the Eagles fight song?
No.
You guys should do a video.
No, because the Eagles didn't do all that great, so...
They're doing okay now,
though. You know, I mean, they're 500, but let's just wait.
Let's wait till next week.
Case is afraid. Yeah.
11,000 views, Case.
Damn!
Really?
I like the Flyers?
That was just
like Charlie Puth.
That was May of 2010, which is in this decade.
That came, within the decade.
I think our top video is still the... Penis painting, right?
It is.
Yes. Yeah. Over a million views.
Yeah.
For that one.
And then shows you the power of the dong.
Second one was when Ed Bassmaster came in and was kind of pranking
Kendra.
Kendra
really?
As Mumbles.
Oh, yeah. My gosh.
Yeah. It's, last I checked, anyway, that was the second one.
So Mumbles has now surpassed Penis Painting Party.
Really?
Oh, yes. 1.4 million views.
Yeah. There are two Mumbles on there. By the way, he's coming to Punchline, I think, at Mass Pass.
Yeah.
That's the word.
Yeah. I saw something about that.
It's been a while since we talked to him.
And he was pushing, like, some old videos that we did with him. I think it was Camp Out when we were in Plymouth Meeting.
Yeah. Crap Mustang.
Royal Blood's on there. Royal Blood's like 787,000 views. So yeah, Preston Steve. What is it? Preston Steve WMMR. That's our YouTube channel.
Right. Penis Bassmaster and Royal Blood. Key to success.
Yeah.
More podcasts from Preston and Steve available at PrestonandSteve.com. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.